Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, busy evening last night for Port Huron City Council after taking a couple of evenings off in the summer months. They're back to a full schedule and a full City Council meeting last night. Joining us right now to talk more about what City Council is up to is Port Huron's Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Archibald. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Paul.
Lots of stuff on the agenda last night. I'll just kind of jump into the ordinances, if you don't mind. These are some ordinances dealing with rental homes, and maybe you can kind of explain what these ordinances are aimed at.
Absolutely. So there was a series of four different ordinances, all relating to the same thing, basically. So what we did was address different things such as blight and then changing renter to a non-owner occupied, trying to clean up these ordinances and make it a little easier both for the city to handle as well as for the public. So we're looking at changing from renter to non-owner occupied. We have about 600 units in the city of Port Huron that are not registered rentals, but they're also not owner occupied. And so this is a way for us to identify those units that are not owner-occupied and see what we can do about getting them on the rental registration or taking care of those units if there are vacant properties.
Mm-hmm.
We have a list of vacant properties. We can call them vacant, abandoned, homes that, you know, used to be owner-occupied. They're not being rented out. They're just being left empty, and they're becoming blight problems. There's boarded up windows, things that, you know, they're driving down the value of the neighborhood. And they're also costing the city a lot of money to be constantly checking on them, getting police reports, taking care of the lawns. So trying to fix all of that, that's our primary reason for doing the changing to that non-owner occupied. And then we're changing the rest of the ordinances. Basically, your blight ordinances used to go before a committee of city residents. And a lot of the issues that go before them are building code. And, you know, the everyday resident doesn't understand or know building code. I certainly don't.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is changing that to go before the city administration hearing as instead of going to, you know, a group of people who may not know. It will also streamline the process and make it a lot faster. So if you get a blight ticket, if you get a fix-it ticket and you want to appeal or you want to go before that board, instead of waiting to go to get this committee together, you can go right into the city. You can go right in front of the Administrative Hearings Bureau and take that. You can get it taken care of right away.
Blight reduction has been a priority for the city for years. Do you think that the city is making progress on reducing blight?
You know, I think we are making progress on reducing blight, but I still think we have a long way to go. I think a lot of it is we don't have near enough dollars to have as many inspectors as it would take to be everywhere all the time. So we really rely a lot on city residents to let us know where there are issues so that we can identify and go out and take care of that as well. You know, it's a community effort. One administration is never going to be able to handle it all by ourselves. So, you know, we have that appeal to the community of, you know, be good neighbors, take care of your properties. And when that can't happen, make sure you let the city know so we can get out and take care of it for them.
You did hear from citizens from the South Side last night that say, hey, we'd like a little love over here, a little investment, particularly a grocery store. Your thoughts on what the city can do? Obviously, the city can't just build a grocery store where River District Market used to be. They're certainly looking for somebody to locate there. But what about the issue of development on Port Huron's South Side?
You're correct, Paul. The city can't just build a grocery store and operate a grocery store. So we certainly understand their wants. The South Side is a fabulous place to be. We're continuing to invest money in that and infrastructure and hoping to attract. Our city manager has been working for the better part of 6-7 years now, trying to get a grocery store to come to the South Side. We're running into issues such as, 24th Street Kroger is so close. You have Big Lots that also sells food. So really the distance is just not great enough for them to feel that they could be competitive. The pricing that they would, that price point that they would have to charge is just too much for what they think they can get in the neighborhood, or quite frankly, in our entire city. So that is the complex part of all of this, is how do we attract somebody that feels that they can be successful? The smaller the market, the higher price point you have to have. The larger the market, obviously, the larger population you have to have. And they just feel they're just too close to Kroger. They're just too close to Big Lot. We have city buses that can take them to, you know, any other grocery store. With the emerging of Shipt and Instacart, you can now order groceries online from Meijer, Aldi, Walmart, Kroger. So a lot of people are getting groceries delivered, and they just don't feel that there's a big enough market. And so that is our struggle. We have not given up. We are going to continue to try to help them attract a grocery store and really appeal to them to, you know, help us with that as well. What else can we do for them? How can we maybe change our line of thinking and how we can attract someone? And then their other issue was kind of a second downtown. You know, it used to be considered kind of 24th Street was their second downtown. I'm now looking more at the Connor Street area. We have done a lot of infrastructure there and paved the way for that to be able to be developed and to kind of grow that into what they would consider that second downtown, and continue just expanding and enhancing our downtown to grow right on in all the way down to Connor Street and have just a fabulous one or two downtowns, if you want to call it that.
It is always nice to hear from citizens, though, that are active and want to engage and want to, you know, better their community, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, we had a lot of people there last night talking about our community, their love of this community, what can they do to help as well. And it's very encouraging. We love Port Huron. We want to see it grow. We want to see it thrive. And it's engaged citizens like what we talked to last night or heard from last night over and over and over. You know, for the better part of an hour, we had people coming up one after another talking about their love of Port Huron, their love of this area, and how they could help as well. And with great suggestions on what we can do to help them market, help them attract other people. And, you know, if we don't know what you need unless you tell us. So we may not be able to build you that grocery store, but we certainly can get behind you and help market that idea.
I don't want to get too far ahead of things, Sherry, but at the next city council meeting, the city manager is going to ask city council for approval to list the municipal office center with a realtor and actually put it on the market and put it up for sale. Your thoughts on that and where the new city hall could locate and what should become of the old MOC?
So we have been actively or quietly, I guess you could say, marketing City Hall for a while. We've never actually listed it, but Mr. Fried has been out there looking for buyers, exploring the option. I think probably everyone will agree City Hall on the water on prime property is not a good thing. And back in the day when that happened, there were a lot of reasons for it, but a development on that property would be much more advantageous to the city. Let's put it back on the tax roll and make sure, you know, we're getting the best that we can out of that property. So I 100% approve of the idea of selling the building, but there's a lot more to that. We have to get enough money to be able to move City Hall, obviously. And we also want to make sure it's a development that is going to enhance the area, that is going to bring the best revenue to the city for the residents, and not, you know, we just don't want to stick anything there. So we want to make sure we have at least a little say or control of what does go on the waterfront. And then as far as moving, something smaller, cheaper, easier to maintain. That's a very big building, and we do not occupy the majority of the building anymore. We also have our police department in the basement. So we're really looking at what is a good location for City Hall, somewhere, you know, in the area of downtown, but not necessarily right there on the water. And where can we have it where our police department is accessible on a daily basis to the public rather than having to, you know, find them down in the basement. And so those are kind of the priorities of what we're looking for. Might happen immediately. It could be years. It could never happen. But it is, you know, we recognize that is prime property. And now may be the best time for us to relocate and let that be developed.
Certainly worth a shot, no doubt about that. Hey, Sherry, appreciate your time this morning. I know you've got a busy week. We talked about it last week, community roof sit going on for the Child Abuse Neglect Council, your other job when you're not well, you're always the mayor pro tem, but the Child Abuse Neglect Council executive director. How's everything going over there at the
Everything is... Yeah, everything is great, and I'm actually calling you from the roof as we speak.
I kind of thought you might be.
We are over here. Yep, so we are here 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, and so we're just trying to keep Matt safe and all of this crazy lightning we've been having.
It has been an adventuresome start to the week. We'll give Matt our best, and we'll stop by at some point this week and give him our best in person.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul.